Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. We got Dr. Tamika Johnson in studio, and she got somebody with her today.
Yes.
She was sitting in the studio.
Mm-hmm. I said,
she got a lot of wisdom and understanding. We're going to bring her. We're going to introduce her. Who did you bring with you, Dr. Tamika?
Trina Fabian.
Trina in the studio. And you were saying stuff during the break, so we got to bring it back. Bring it back.
She's part of the committee, so yes. and my best friend. And most of the women out there that's been to one of our events, they see how we have it laid out and everything organized. She usually does all of that, her along with a couple of the other women that's a part of the group that wasn't able to make it today. But we do it in decency, and we do it in order, and we do it in excellence. So anytime women come to our event, the question is, when y'all having the next one? Mm-hmm. Yes. But when we had the next one, we pulling teeth to get the tickets. It's like, come on, get the tickets.
Well, I'll say this. Y'all doing a great job.
Most definitely.
And the fact, because you won a Truth Community Award because of your work. Because you're on the front lines many times dealing with our community and you're an educator as well.
Yes.
So you get to see a lot of different aspects. And when you talk about women and children, primarily, you get to deal with that almost
every single day. And a minister as well, you know,
right.
in the church. And so you see the dynamics in the church and you see the correlation in the school. You see, and then our community. So, yeah, so
well,
I'm going to let Trina do some talking.
Trina, let me tell you something, Trina. You've been sitting here in the shadows. So we're going to shine a little light on you right quick. What do you want the women to know, you know, when it comes to healing and when it comes to dealing with the ideas of being back at home?
Just getting an understanding of South growth. We're nothing without South growth. And that goes back to what our foundation is for our organization, of just getting that foundation, the morals that we used to have when big mamas used to be in the head of the family.
Mm-hmm.
We're so quick to settle and be used of what our norm is in our community, that we lost track of self-growth and mm-hmm. self-love and self-respect.
Mm. And to get back on track, a lot of people say it takes a village.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what does that village look like in 2025?
That village look like the different organizations that's having these different groups, these different mental health galas, these different just fellowship with one another, and even looking into that mirror and really reflecting on what needs to be changed within, because mm-hmm. we're nothing until we start within ourselves.
And how long do it take to heal? Because for the last, I say, 10 years, the ideal of healing has been talked about. So at some point, do we get past the healing, or is there a time limit on the healing? How does the healing work? Because a lot of times people say healing, and then 4 years go by and they be like, the healing is still there. So how do we attack it, heal, and move forward?
So you can answer that.
I think it's just a reflection on just knowing and taking accountability mm-hmm. of what is put forth in front of us. And also being able to break that cycle, to break mm-hmm. what we know that what we can have and what we deserve to have, but also stop dealing with just what our norm is. So taking that step outside the box, taking that step to better ourselves so we can be better in everybody else's eyesight. Mm-hmm. Not saying that that's what we want and what we want that outcome to be, but just the renewal of yourself and the confidence that can grow within yourself that you can be so much more than what is putting out there in front of you.
And then when you think about, he said healing, and we're not seeing results. So that's when we have to do like progress monitoring and make sure self-reflect and self-assessment to see setting goals. And that's one thing I teach in my group. I have my company Grow Up Empowerment Life Coaching. I teach that in my book, Grow Up on Purpose. It talks about setting goals, and you don't have to necessarily just set goals for your jobs and educational. Right. You can set goals for your mental, your physical, all of those things. Self-reflect. What am I doing to help myself heal? Am I doing this? And when you don't do it, do you go back and revisit the place that you're not doing? Because a lot of times people are healing and we're not seeing results because they're not progress. They're not doing the self progress monitoring. They're not actually doing the work. And healing takes work.
Yeah, you know? It does.
It takes work. And so it's really not a time frame on healing, but ask yourself, am I truly putting in the work?
I agree.
Our community needs healing.
And when you talk about broken people, broken spirits, I mean, a lot of people are broken and they're operating in a broken space, having families in a broken space, being in relationships from a broken space. So they probably never really attacked the idea of healing what broke them, you know. So how do they go about doing that?
At times we're so quick to say it's going to be okay. It's never going to be okay, but it gets better. Mm-hmm. Each day, each moment, and also reflecting back on what we're trying to provide for the community, surrounding ourselves into different environments makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. And that's how it gets better.
Meeting new people,
the fellowship, the empowerment, even just sitting here on the truth and everything that you provide for your community, it makes a difference. So again, you have to look into that mirror, and is that what you want? Mm-hmm. And that's where the growth is going to come. That's where the change is going to come.
And like she mentioned, stepping out of the box, you know, start going into spaces where people are talking about healing. Because what happens is when you go into those places that may intimidate you, you'll find women that look healed. Mm-hmm. They on a journey just like you.
Right.
Yes. It's just that they are actually putting in the effort and the time to heal. And so just come alongside those women and get the resource that they have to offer. And one thing about our event, too, is you have professional women. You have women from different social classes, non-professional women. You have women from different walks of life coming to those events and networking with each other, helping each other, you know. And that's the glory about coming together, women coming together. There's power when women come together.
And you got to be around. Somebody said the top five people you surround yourself with.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much where you're going to land in life. So having women that are working to heal in that idea, in that vein, helps. Because if you got people you came from a certain lifestyle and you still hanging out with them.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a cycle.
You got to just switch the ideas of the people that you're hanging with. Go around the people. Wherever you want to be, go around the people that's doing it.
Yeah. And don't trick yourself to think that you can change the people around you if that's what they've been used to. You know, if y'all used to doing these type of things, you're going to have to step out the box, step out of your norm and create new normals for you and your family, you know, sometimes, and take that sacrifice. It's sacrifices that need to be made on the journey to healing, you know, and it may take you a while, but at least you're putting forth the effort to heal.
Well, Trina, I got another question. Can a woman be masculine, or is this something that guys are pointing out certain behaviors when they say, oh, she a masculine female? Like she, you know what I mean? I mean, you hear the conversation.
Most definitely. Yes.
So when they say that, what they're claiming is that the woman is trying to be manly. And why is that?
Okay, so I guess I'm on both sides. One is, again, it's stereotype of putting us in that category only because at times we have to step up
right.
and do what is needed. I'm not a big fan of when it's Father's Day and I see all these posters of these women saying, well, I'm the father. No, no. You are not.
Right.
You still need, a child still need that father input of right. whatever it may be. Unfortunately, if it's not his birth father, then you have an uncle, you have a right. neighbor, you have a community, you have the grandfather that can step in, or even hopefully is the person that you involve with at that time. Right. But also the other side is we women, let me say women, they try to portray so much because the lack of what they're able or gotten within their life. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying so hard to be the stereotype of what the Browns, as they say, keeping up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm. The Kardashians,
yes. But it still falls back onto that self, that the lack of. And so now we're portraying what we want to be, and we really ain't nothing with the inside. Mm.
And that's the thing. Women want to be in their soft spot spaces. You yeah. know
I'm
what I'm
saying? Is they want to live their soft life.
They want to yeah. live their soft life. But like she mentioned, sometimes women are forced to be in these spaces where they have to step up and do what the men in the men should be doing. Mm-hmm. But like she mentioned, we'll never be men. And I've never been that woman ever. You know, also to be like on Father's Mm-mm. Day. It's like, no, you could be the best mother that you can.
Yes, that's
you
it.
Will never be the father. I'm just mm-hmm. and we need to not raise our children to think that
right.
I'm mother and father. Mm-hmm. No, baby, you just the mother, you know. And that's what we need to keep into perspective. And again, that's women healing.
Yes.
That's a defense mechanism that some women have to portray that image. Women want to be in their soft spaces. So how do we teach women to be in those soft spaces? It's okay to get help.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. And again, I'm going to tell women, and I'm going to say this always, it's that relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
If you want to be in that soft space, you want to raise your children the best way you can, you have to have a genuine relationship with the Holy Spirit. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. And I'm not talking about walking into a church door. Because if you walk into a church door and you don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, then you do leave yourself open to be manipulated mm-hmm. and used and abused. Mm-hmm. And then you have, that's where church hurt come.
But the Spirit comes with principles.
Yeah,
yes.
It comes with guidelines.
God, and the Holy Spirit would lead you to all truth. I done left churches. Because the Holy Spirit told me to leave. And I had members begging me, why are you leaving? Because the Holy Spirit told me to leave. And this is, you know, when you led by the Holy Spirit, you don't worry about all of this outside noise. And like I've told you, Tori, I was glad when I met you, you always would tell me, you know, I'm led by the Spirit.
Right.
And then I'd be like, how you ignore the noise out there when you have people on mm-hmm. social media yes. saying this and comparing you, and you ignore the noise.
Right.
And because when you on purpose and being led right. by the Holy Spirit, you can ignore
the noise from man.
And still have the confidence to keep doing the work that you're called to do because
right.
you know greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world, right?
Facts.
And he that called you can perfect your gift, mm-hmm. right? Say, he that begin a work in me, Philippians 1:6, will complete the work. And that's where our confidence mm-hmm. come from. And we just want women. I know one thing. When women begin to heal, guess what? We're going to see our community healing.
Yes.
We're going to see our children healing. We're going to see our men healing.
Falling in line.
Everybody falling in line. And that's what we need to be right now. We need to even have those talk shows where women are collaborating, not competing, you know.
Yes.
And so,
hey, that sounded powerful.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Well, look, I appreciate. Hey, this was powerful. I didn't expect
definitely.
All of this today. You know, but most I appreciate definitely. Y'all for coming through as usual, because we got a lot of work to do on all
most
sides.
Definitely.
And y'all are putting up a fight for women to heal.
Heal. Yeah. Mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, financially.
Yes.
It's time
and
for us to heal.
Also knowing that your purpose may not even be for you.
Mm-hmm. It's
you get,
not.
You get the glory of it, but your purpose is only for a period of time and everybody you connect with within your life.
Yeah.
So your purpose, God is pushing you to keep on moving and doing His will, but your glorify may not only be for you; it may be for that purpose, that person that purpose was, and now you have to move on to your next purpose.
Most definitely, and you can get my book, "Grow Up on Purpose," the book in a journal. We go through all these "Grow Up on Purpose" on Amazon, the book in a journal, and we go through all these strategies. Yes. Mental freedom. It's 21 days. It's a 21-day journey to mental freedom. And the focus is on loving yourself and making yourself happy so you can be a greater person for yourself, for your community, for your children, for your family, for your spouse. Once you're great with yourself, everything around you will be great. Even that doesn't mean everything around you will be perfect.
Right.
It just means that you'll be perfect for yourself.
Well, life ain't perfect.
Life is not perfect, but you'll have that confidence. You have the confidence. Knowing that the work that you're doing, you're on purpose, and God has called you to it.
Hey, right? Look, so, thank you, Dr. Tamika Johnson. Thank you
for having us.
Trina.
Yes.
For coming through.
Making her talk.
Hey, I had to. Once again, renew your mind. Yes. Dr. Tamika Johnson's event, 2025 Red Dress Mental Health Gala, Saturday, May 17th, 2025, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Women leaving the clubs and returning home.
They get their tickets on eventbrite.com or find us on social media.
What's your social media handle one more time?
My social media handle for Facebook is Tamika Johnson and Instagram is Tamika.Johnson.10 and Trina's is Nikki Fabo. NIKKIFABO.
All right.
Reminder.
That's powerful now.
Most definitely.
Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Having the truth, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, we had powerful conversations. Salute to Dr. Tamika Johnson, Trina for coming through. Women's leaving the club and heading back to the crib. That's what they saying. Support, support, support. A lot of people on the front lines, they out here really trying to do it, really trying to get our community on the right track. That's why I say this year, it's time for the front lines to take front stage. And we working and the community have to support the brothers and sisters that's out here trying to put that knowledge out here and resource out here for us. This is what we here for, and I'm here for it. Salute, salute, salute. Also, over the weekend, we had a visual for Maurice Williams, a Milwaukee man that was shot and killed near Hopkins in Hampton on Thursday. The family said the father of seven died on the job protecting what he loved. Once again, one of the brothers that then came into the studio working with the youth. He was a bouncer. He was a security guard at this club. And unfortunately, he lost his life. We have some video from the balloon release put together by the family. If you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media, we got video. Let's listen.
Others, that's what family members are saying about a Milwaukee man shot and killed Thursday night while he was working. They held a vigil for him tonight. Our Durante Matthews was there. He's here now with how they're remembering him.
Yes, Sam, understandably, emotions were all over the place this evening. Loved ones of 37-year-old Maurice Williams gathered outside of his workplace to send him off. It's the same place they say he took his last breath.
It's never easy.
It's hard.
to say goodbye.
I never lost a sibling.
Especially when it's your brother, son, or father. Loved ones, a 37-year-old Maurice Williams, was all of the above and more.
He was just finna become a first-time granddad.
Milwaukee police say just after 11 Thursday night, someone shot and killed Williams. It happened near the club Gold Diggers on North Hopkins. Police say another 37-year-old was shot and died at the hospital. The shooting also injured a 34-year-old. At a vigil Saturday, family members say Williams worked security at the club's door.
My son died doing what he loved, and he died protecting what he loved. He loved this place called Gold Diggers.
That word came up a lot Saturday.
I love y'all, and thank y'all for loving my son.
Love.
Whoever he loved him with all his heart.
Families say Williams was a loving father of seven and also a coach and advocate for the youth football team CLE Panthers.
We don't teach our kids violence. We teach our kids to play smash mouth football and do what they do.
He was a big guy, so he had all the big linemen, you know, full of energy, keeping the kids motivated.
In addition to highlighting who he was, advocates also spoke on the issue that ended Williams' life.
It's time for us to come together and stop all this killing.
They say they hope losing him will make others think twice about violence.
Put them guns down. All this commotion that's going on, like it's not worth it.
And police haven't said anything about who pulled the trigger or outstanding suspects. The family is raising money for a funeral, and we have the link for that in this story on the Fox Local app.
Hey, Durante, once again, thanks. My condolences go out to the family and the community that's affected negatively by the situation. At the end of the day, let's do what we can to make sure that we help the family during this time. Once again, I was with the family over the weekend dealing with the situation and talking to all those that are, you know, involved, the owner of the club of Gold Diggers, the family, the mom, some of the CLE Panther coaches. We have come together and had discussions on how we're to move forward. And I'll say this, you know, at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we're doing what we can at all times. And you never know. I would say this was unexpected. Nobody expected anything like this. And this is a huge loss for a lot of the young people in the family, his seven children, his mother, you know. It's just a lot. It's just a lot. And I almost didn't even come in to work today because I was so drained from this situation. But we got to keep pressing. Every day there's something going on. Every day there's something going on. So, like I said, we got to make sure that we're able to rise to the occasion. Also, I have made a decision to start working with the youth through some of the programmers with the coaches. And we're working on things right now to move forward. And so I guess from over this weekend, I've decided to be a part of the youth football programs and basketball programs. And I'm starting to get organized in how that looks. So I'll let everybody know moving forward as I continue to broadcast and then start working as a youth coach, maybe working in certain areas to try to help develop the youth, as well as working with the CLE Panthers and Carvell Brooks and many of the other men that are out here taking their time to work with the young people. I will definitely do my part. So here we go. I said I was going to wait till I was, you know, maybe in my, you know, 60s to try to coach and do things like that, because you got to be consistent. You got to be dedicated. But after this weekend, I figured it's never a better time than right now, especially with the brothers that are out here. Count me in. We working. This is a huge loss to the community, but as we move forward, we working. And so y'all start seeing a lot of that. We're going to have information where you can get the youth involved with what we're doing. And here we go. Here we go, DJ Brother Z. I'm gonna need you to be outside with me sometimes. We may need some music. We may need to get everybody geeked up, DJ Brother Z. So that's probably how we're gonna be moving forward. That's exactly Not probably. That's exactly what's going to happen. I'm not even sure how it's going to look, but I know that it's going to be great. It's going to be a great outcome. Well, I'm going to run the break. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, who's looking for a deal? Well, Cousin Subs has a better deal just for you. Cousin's new $10 meal deal is now available online only. Choose between 7.5-inch ham or propolone, turkey breast, veggie sub, a bag of chips or regular fry, a fountain drink, and a cookie at CousinSubs.com or on the mobile app for just $10. Now, that's a better deal. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Available at participating locations only. Offer subject to change without notice. Also, April is Financial Literacy Month, and The Truth has you covered on learning about how you can best manage your finances. All April, Benjamin and Carrie Noni will be speaking with Nina Johnson, Senior Vice President and Wisconsin Branch Banking Market Manager at U.S. Bank. They will discuss financial strategies and tools they offer their customers to help enhance their financial management skills. Financial Literacy Month on 1017 The Truth is sponsored by U.S. Bank. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch today. Joining me on the lines is advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. All is well. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Hey, you know, it's a lot going on the show today, but I'll start with this. Dr. Tamika Johnson came on the show talking about women leaving the clubs and returning to the home. Pow!
Hey, salute. Salute to the queen. Absolutely. That sound about right.
You know, and the thing is, you know, is you always talk about mental health. You know, it's time to heal and rebuild the black man, woman, and child.
Absolutely.
We passed
due. We know that it absolutely, we're definitely past due, and it has to begin with the woman because, again, a woman raises a nation. You know what I'm saying? We're the one giving birth to the children, and, you know, usually all of your belief is due to the mother that you have, you know, and what's been passed on or passed down through her. So that's powerful that Dr. Tamika is saying, you know, leaving the club and returning home. Because the home base is where everything is based out of. That's the foundation. And when you know better, you do better. And it's just time for us, you know, again, to take it back to the beginning. Because we know that we was lied to in a lot of our beliefs and how we act with each other is based not off of what we know, what we was told. And what we were told were lies. So a lot of the times, you know, how we dealing with each other in the toxic ways is due to the circumstances in which we were put in and the lies that we were told to each other. And that's how we got where we are currently. So
right,
it's a powerful time.
Also, I wanted to get your input on this, this recent Kanye West story, you know, because you write books about this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You know,
absolutely.
You got, you know, books on Amazon talking about how to teach children how to combat childhood molestation or things to where you say that if a child is taught, they're going to teach. And if a child is touched, they're going to touch.
Absolutely.
But Kanye West made the post about his cousin.
Yeah.
And said that they had their male cousin had some interaction, some type of sexual interaction, and a lot of that is being out there, going out there on social media. But like I said, you as an advocate, you go and talk to young girls about how to prepare them for or how to identify these type of behaviors.
Absolutely. Girls, boys, women, children, usually, again, it's a human behavior, you know. And like I said, when they get you young, when it happens young, what people don't understand, you know, it's not the stranger danger rule. Usually you're violated by somebody you know, by somebody that's trusted, by somebody you trust, by somebody your family trusts, by somebody that live in the house. Because like I said, a child that's been taught going to teach, and a child that's been touched is going to touch. The reality to that is what Kanye was saying is like the darkness that came with those violations. Because people don't understand that, you know, when you're touched as a child, you don't know that you're doing something wrong until somebody lets you know that you've done that wrong. Does it feel wrong? Yes. But as you start to grow and you realize that you were molested and that the person that molested you was molested, and, you know, like it goes, it's a sick cycle. And that's why, you know, me and my daughter decided to write the books, because the silence is the sickness of trauma. And usually those of us that have been violated, we're silent about it, because the reality is we're trying to save the individuals in our family from knowing that violation took place. It's our goal to protect everybody else because we wasn't protected. But in reality, what I learned in my own situations is that until you tell a person they was wrong, does it take the accountability off of you and hold them accountable? So in my personal situation, me being violated, I never told anyone. And by me not telling anyone, I found out that my sister was violated as well, you know. And then in reality, when you sit with that and you realize that had I told on my violators, because when we're silent about the violations, when we allow people to pray, P-R-E-Y, in peace, because nobody else know that this is a violator. But had I spoke out and held my violator accountable, there wouldn't have been another person like me, because people would have been prepared to see the violator coming, and they would have protected their children. But with the stories and the games and stuff that we play as children, like hide, go get it, tag, we play house, you know what I'm saying? Like, those little games right there is in violation of somebody being molested right up under your nose. And when you think about Kanye West, he said with his cousin, who was your first friends? Your first friends were your cousins.
Right.
Or your siblings. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of those games are being played during Thanksgiving, during Christmas, or just summertime.
In the summertime.
Outside. One of those, absolutely. And one of those children who bring the game up, let's play house, 9 times out of 10, that's how it was introduced to them. Because even when I talked to my mother, who is also a survivor of sexual molestation inside the family, they played the game too. And they never told their parent either. You know what I'm saying? So again, it's a generational thing, and we have to take that label off of the shame, and we have to make sure that we're having the conversation, because awareness is prevention. When you know, you don't repeat, you know? So, but a lot of us not talking about it, and so it's secretly being repeated. And how do you bring the awareness? You bring the awareness by having a real conversation and holding your violator accountable, you know, which releases you and allow you to live your truth, and also make them live their truth as well. Because like I said, with my violator, had I said something, then other family members would have been prepared when they seen him coming, you know, for the holidays and stuff. But usually when the violator's inside the family, and I have to say it, women are violators too. You understand what I'm saying? So when you see it, when these individuals are able to pray in your silence freely, while usually those of us that are violated, we're shamed, we're hiding, we're quiet, we're closed off, we take in the alley while our violator is taking the street. And when you call your violator out, now they're ducking and hiding in the alley, because it's not our shame, it's their shame. You know what I'm saying? So the reality of what happened with Kanye West is, you know, it's sad, but it's it's not far removed. A lot of people are living with those secrets, and what we have to realize is that in order to build, we got to heal first, and you can't heal without living your truth, you know? So with him speaking out about that and him talking about the darkness that's connected to that, because as an adult, the things that you did as a child don't just disappear. You know, you have to come to a reality of that. And a lot of us usually, after being violated, self-coping mechanism, whether it be drinking, drugging, whether it be, you know, hypersexual, whether it be, you know, I've had children who were cutters, who would cut themselves, you know. I mean, it varies whatever people do to try to survive that. But the reality is eventually you're going to have to face it. And it's painful to do that. But at the same time, that's where your freedom lies. And being able to move forward, because it's not about forgiving to forget. You forgive so you can move on. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, I'll say this.
That's what a growth is.
It's more common than people think, you know, these things, these instances.
Man, come on.
And I think that many times when this come up, a lot of times people are, you know, triggered many times. Or they'll think that, you know, if they haven't had that experience, they don't understand how common it is.
Right. And it's very common. Because like I said, you know, to find out how I, because the way that the body is put together, the way that your mind is, when some traumatic happened, your mind will block it out, and then you moving along in life not even knowing until you know, you know. And then it's like in that moment you're taken back to that incident. I'm talking about it's very traumatic, but at the same time, you know, it's one of those things that a lot of people want to run from it, and you have to run to it. You know, we're moving in a time now where all of your past traumas, you have to deal with it. You can no longer straddle the fence. It's either you're going to regurgitate the pain and deal with it like you're supposed to and evolve, or, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to take you out, you know. But the reality is that the goal is for you to live within your truth and be present day. Because like I said, when I found out that my violator was violated, you know, because usually the only reason a child is going to touch is because they've been touched, you know, especially when it comes, you know, to sexual stuff. It's been done to them. That's why they're doing it to you, which don't make it right. But dealing with the youth that I've dealt with, a lot of them, again, who were, when the child did tell on the other child for touching them, they charged the child for touching, but nobody ever asked the child, why were they touching? You understand what I'm saying? Because the cycle is sick. The cycle is deep. And you charge the 9-10-year-old for touching another child, but nobody ever asked that child, where did they learn to touch? Who did this? Was this done to you? You know, because a child don't wake up like that on that. And that's what me and you was talking about when, you know, when we was talking about taking all of this sexual stuff into the schools. It's not supposed to be there. And the reality is, you know, if we reprimanding a child and not figuring out the cause, the root cause of why this child got caught touching somebody else, then this child will continue to do the same thing. You get what I'm saying? Like, there needs to be education all across the board because, again, awareness is prevention.
I agree. Hey, look, Elizabeth Brown, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Real. I turn shorty up, sipping on that 1942, I got my 40 tuck. Oh, you got your 42,
I got 40 up. I'm Cardi's, you can't see my eyes cause I be pouring up. 1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Elizabeth Brown, another powerful conversation today on this Monday. Let me get your final thoughts on the show today.
Hey, powerful as always. Again, thank you for being who you are and having the real conversations with, you know, what we need to be talking about inside our community. Because, again, it's our turn. We in the front, and it's not on anybody. It's on everybody. You know what I'm saying? If one person do a little, nobody has to do a lot. So, again, powerful show as always. And thank you again for being who you are and having the real conversations, because to know better is to do better. And I think we're in a powerful position. I look forward to what's to come. So salute to you.
Well, I'll say this. I made a decision to join the coaches that do the youth football programs and the youth basketball programs.
Hey.
And so moving forward, we'll be discussing how that looks. So here we go.
Hey, let's get it. Hey, the babies is the future. So
right.
Who better than you? You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
To lead the charge with,
that's a lot.
With our
that's
children.
A huge
so
commitment.
That's
so
going to be powerful.
I always knew that you got to be consistent with the young people. So when you get involved with it, it's a lifelong commitment, you know. I needed the elders to do me. I came up through the youth sports and got that discipline from the coaches and the mentors and the church members and things like that. So I know how important it is to have a system together that, you know, maybe they don't have certain ideas at the home where they can come out and get that same understanding through the village.
I mean, who better than you? Like I said, you know, somebody who didn't have your mother or your father, your grandmother raised you, you know, to be the forefront for the children with your consistency, with you not only now taking on the youth, because you've helped the adults, you know. So I think it's a powerful time. And again, salute to you for stepping up and being not only for the adults, but being for the children, and your consistency and you being the example of what it is that we want the rest of our children to be. I say thank you so much, and I look forward to what that look like. And if you need any assistance, you know, I'm down like four flats in a Cadillac.
Hey, I'm going to need the team to get out here and complete the dream. Hey.
That part.
Teamwork make the dream.
All we do is win. Hey, every time. Salute. Let's get it, Keith.
Hey, look. Well, I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual, Elizabeth Brown. We got a lot of work to do. And I'll talk to you soon.
Salute, King. One love. Let's get it.
All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen Art Taylor from 104. Green don't always mean go. Let's get it.
All right, Truth Nation. I appreciate y'all for tapping into the show today. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go, and look both ways before you cross the streets. Dr. Ken Harris up next. Salute to everybody in the chat. Talk to you tomorrow. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Don't even put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.